Suspect arrested in attacks on women near Venice canals in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, a 29-year-old man was behind bars April 12 in connection with a pair of assaults on women near the Venice canals area. Anthony Jones was arrested Thursday night in San Diego, where he had allegedly fled, in connection with the attacks that occurred the night of April 6, police said. In a statement, police said investigators are not ruling out the likelihood that the women may have been sexually assaulted. No other details were immediately released. It was unclear what led police to identify Mr. Jones as the suspect. Los Angeles Police Department Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton said Mr. Jones was brought back to Los Angeles and booked on suspicion of attempted murder. According to jail records, Mr. Jones was being held in lieu of $3.25 million bail. I am proud of the tireless work and dedication to public safety demonstrated by all involved in this case, especially our specialized detectives, LAPD Chief Dominic Choi said in a statement. I thank Councilwoman Park for her unwavering support, continually working together to ensure the safety of our communities. The people of Los Angeles are safer today because this predator is in custody. LAPD officials said earlier the first attack occurred around 10:30 p.m. Saturday in the 2700 block of Strong's Drive, where a woman was approached from behind and struck with a blunt object, leaving the woman unconscious. The suspect similarly attacked another woman about an hour later as she was walking near the Sherman Canal. Police said both victims sustained significant injuries, although their current conditions were unknown. A GoFundMe page established on behalf of one of the victims, a 54-year-old woman, says she suffered 8 fractures to her jaw, a large laceration on the back of her head, multiple contusions on her face and neck, and lost several teeth. She will require many surgeries and is currently getting her jaw wired shut for at least a month, the page states. The page also states that the woman had recently lost her health insurance and was in the process of obtaining a new policy through Covered California, but had not completed the process. City Councilwoman Tracy Park, speaking at a news conference announcing the arrest, lashed out at the problem of public safety in the city, blaming catch and release and criminals are the victims policies for making the city unsafe. People in the city of Los Angeles are sick and tired of feeling unsafe, she said. No woman, no visitor, no family should be unsafe walking in any neighborhood in the city of Los Angeles, much less our city's number one tourist destination, she said. Our businesses are being pushed to the brink and consumers are paying for it. She said there are unstable and potentially dangerous people roaming the streets, and said Los Angeles is getting a bad reputation. This time it was 2 innocent women minding their own business just walking through the canals, Ms. Park said. It could have been any one of us, your neighbor, your colleague, your friend, your sister, your wife. It is time that we get serious about public safety in Los Angeles. Anyone with additional information regarding the attacks or additional victims who want to come forward were urged to contact LAPD Special Assault Detectives at 213-473-0447. Calls during non-business hours and should be directed to 877-527-3247. Tipsters who prefer to remain anonymous can call Crime Stoppers at 800-222-8477 or visit lacrimestoppers.org.